Breitband. Porträt.
East meets West, so das Motto des Net-Audio-Festivals Berlin 09. Und es gibt auch ein Kunstprojekt, das sich mit diesem Thema beschäftigt. Die Berlin Wall of Sound wird hier auf dem Festival präsentiert. Das Ganze ist eine Soundmap und Sie können sich das vorstellen als großen Touchscreen darauf, bekannt von Google Earth, eine Satellitenansicht des ehemaligen Verlaufes der Mauer, in den man sich so reinzoomen kann. Es erscheinen viele rote Punkte. Wenn man auf einen klickt, dann ertönt ein kleines Soundfile, aufgenommen eben an genau dieser Stelle. Ein akustisches Bild tut sich auf. Das können mal Geräusche wie Vogelgezwitscher, Autobahnlärm oder Musik oder Stimmen sein, was eben dort zu hören ist. Über die Berlin Wall of Sound spreche ich jetzt mit John Dickens. Und weil John Dickens aus England kommt, sprechen wir auch auf Englisch. Welcome, John.
Hello, thank you.
How did you as a British citizen get this idea of creating a Berlin Wall of Sound?
Well, it came about when we were planning for this year's festival. And this theme of East meets West was coming up, and we knew it was going to be occurring close to the 20th anniversary of the Mauer fall. And then one day shortly after moving to Berlin, the idea came to me that no one had made a sound map of the Berlin Wall. Everyone knows where it is, and we now have the Mauerweg, and you can see it on the internet, but a sound map, no one had made a sound map of it. And I thought it would be a really nice project to do for the festival, yeah.
Okay, and so how it has been realized?
Well, we got in touch with a guy called Udo Noll, who runs the Radio Apéry website, which is a website for field recordings of people who make recordings of the environment all around. And then they can upload these, and it's linked to the Google map. So you just click on the map where you see a red spot, and then it plays the sound. We pitched the idea to him. He thought it was a great idea, and so he allowed us to host it through the Radio Apéry thing. And then, yeah, just to kickstart the project, myself and one of my musical partners, Dr. Noyoka, we did a lot of riding around the wall, along with Savando, who's a visual artist. We worked together as a project called Trion. And we rode most of the Berlin Wall routes, taking field recordings along the way, with nice weather when we were doing it as well.
Okay, and which was the most surprising sound you found or you listened to?
Oh, God, there's many. There's many.
So one example.
Hard to say, really. I mean, you hear sort of sound bleeding out of people's windows from apartments close to where the wall was, and, you know, hearing things like Brazilian death metal and stuff like that, and people building houses, traffic. I mean, it was interesting, actually. There's no real... When you're doing it, you don't realize sometimes what you're recording. And when you go back and you listen to it, you think, wow, yeah, there was something else going on there, you know, that you weren't hearing at the time.
Okay, I read that you were talking in an interview about the scar that left the Berlin Wall in Berlin and its surroundings. Could you just describe this scar you found?
Well, I mean, in some places there is no scar. I mean, in sort of on the outside of the city, on the west side, you know, a lot of new houses have been built and stuff like that. And then you have other places when we were sort of up in the north of the city where it's running through a forest, and there's still like a 150-meter wide strip where nothing is growing in the forest from where the wall stood. But in other areas, you don't see anything. It's strange, yeah.
Thank you very much, John Dickens. It was a pleasure to have you here. Die Berlin Wall of Sound können Sie hier im Rahmen des Net Audio Festivals schon mal begutachten. Mehr darüber gibt's auch im Internet.